is a battle that I cannot fight.
Happy Tuesday! It's Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Alexis Thompson, Don McLean, and Kenny with you this morning. Jason is on vacation. Bob Saget, we've got some new news about what happened to him on the night that he died. The autopsy's been complete. And we also have Jimmy Kimmel, because now Late Night has been able to respond. They were good friends, and we'll play that. Also, we have RuPaul's Drag Race season 14 coming up. We'll talk about that. It was the first half of the premiere, getting to know the queens. Let's see what else. Oh, and of course, we're talking to our friend Liz today, too.
Yes.
Little brother's friends of the elderly. But Bob Saget, the autopsy, some new details have come out now. Let's see here. Yes, he was found unresponsive in his hotel room. His family actually had called for a wellness check because they hadn't heard from him. And after checkout time, they tried to open the door and then, of course, found him in there. He was in the supine position, lying horizontally with his face and torso up. And they, of course, looked for any signs of foul play, didn't find any. It really just, his room was orderly. He had his stuff on the nightstand, television stand, closet, bathroom. No signs of trauma were seen. He had some medications. They didn't, of course, say what those were, but no drugs were found. So there's that. This is, of course, at the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando. He did a two-hour set before his death and then entered his room at 2:17 in the morning on Sunday.
Hmm.
So, yeah, those are just some of the details there. It takes 10 to 12 weeks to do the full investigation, so we'll learn more about that.
Okay, so there hasn't been an autopsy report?
No, it's been started.
I thought you said that it's...
Oh, well, the autopsy...
cause of death.
Oh, no, they're thinking it's either a heart attack or a stroke.
Okay.
And then also, remember, he was still recovering from COVID. In fact, he even joked about it on a podcast. Just a few weeks before, so there could be something there too. It says the autopsy completed as new details surrounding the death are released. So maybe the autopsy's been completed, but they're still working on some of the other details about it. 10 to 12 weeks that for the cause and manner of death.
Yeah, that's a okay.
That's the next thing.
Yeah. Yeah, right. That's a very misleading title.
It is.
Yeah, autopsy completed. So you click on it, and then it's like, actually, we don't have any information for you for 10 weeks.
Right.
Supine, and that's with the hands at the side.
Yes, and but
from what I understand, and if normally if you've had a heart attack, your hands end up over your chest. Clutching with fists made.
Okay.
So I don't know if they're even giving us the true.
I heard that he had his hand over his chest.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
like
then,
one of them.
So that could be.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So basically,
we'll
it was a story to click on that offered us absolutely nothing but just more confusing information.
Right. Well, I do. Some of the details of when he entered his room and then the family and that stuff seemed kind of new. But you're right. It kind of is. But Jimmy Kimmel, he got very emotional because, you know, Bob Saget and him were friends.
Of course he did.
And we've got that clip. Do you want to play it?
Yeah.
All right.
I was going through emails with Bob, and some of them were just funny, but some were very serious emails about life and the well-being of our children and how hard it is to appreciate one of those without the other being just right. In one email, we're talking about our kids, and I have it here. He wrote, "One night soon, let's go out and have some meat and some good damn drinks and talk about how lucky we are that we have them. We love you, Bob."
Oh, yeah. There you go. That's, I mean, those last messages. So
I'm just hope. Yeah, yeah. It sounds like it just points to the fact that it was a medical thing.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
He just because he also like took a picture on stage at 12:42 a.m. You know, where he was performing, looked happy, did a selfie. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like this, no, there aren't any signs of
like self-injury or
that he was unhappy.
Yes.
You know, right. I don't know if you can ever tell that with comedians.
That's true.
Because they do put, but I think that if you were, extremely depressed, you wouldn't want to do any meet and greet or take a photo or anything like that. You would just
grateful.
Get through your set. Yeah, no tweets, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would just be...
agree.
You know, we don't really have, because back in the day, like Chris Farley, for instance, we didn't have Twitter back then. So we didn't have any way of
and
knowing.
And we were better off, too.
Probably.
Says the guy who's obsessed with Twitter.
With Twitter.
Yes.
We also know now that Betty White died of a stroke. She had one 6 days before she died.
Yeah.
Oh, and the world didn't know about that.
No. And then, of course, she passed peacefully without pain in her sleep. So let's hope we all go.
I wonder if they were prepared for, you know, if it just... She 6 days before, so that's why everybody was able to be at her side, and you know,
yeah, right. And she had time to say goodbye,
right?
Yeah. Well, let's turn this around. Let's talk about drag queens when we come back.
Okay,
huh? How about
yes.
it? Season 14, the premiere.
Happy New Year from Hughes Dental. Here's the deal: if you're thinking about ringing in the new year with a beautiful new smile, call my friend, Dr. Amy Hughes. She is a 5-star rated dentist.
And she's one of 10 accredited cosmetic dentists in the state of Minnesota.
That's great. I actually Googled what people are saying about her, and our friend Dr. Amy is doing it right. Listen to what Deb says about her experience with the team at Hughes Dental. After my dentist of several years retired, I went on a thorough search for a new doctor. After several unsatisfactory experiences, I found Dr. Amy Hughes. I've been seeing her and Jackie for over a year and a half through major dental procedures, including implants, extractions, and crowns. I'm so fortunate to have found them. They are professional, knowledgeable, friendly, and timely. I'm so pleased with my dental work and highly recommend them.
I jumped on the Google too, and here's what RJ said. My veneers look and feel perfect. I chose Dr. Hughes because of her excellent cosmetic dentistry credentials, real patient case examples, and the incredible office and staff. The results were amazing, and I get compliments at least weekly.
You can see some of Dr. Amy's patients' beautiful new smiles on her website, HughesDental.com. While you're on her website, check out the free video consult. And be sure to let the team know that Jason told you that Hughes Dental is the only choice for your smile makeover.
Young blood thinks there's always tomorrow.
VH1 is so happy right now. Welcome back. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning. My Talk 107.1. I'm Alexis, Dawn, and Kenny. Jason is on vacation. We watched RuPaul's Drag Race. Well, it's a 2-part premiere. So we met 7 queens.
Yeah.
For season 14. And VH1 just needs, there's just like, thank you, God. Because this premiere was the best rated season opener since season 10.
Okay.
It was in 2018. And so that's really good. What else are we talking about on VH1, right?
Right.
But what'd you think, Dawn?
Okay. So can we just talk about how this is so jacked up where you can find these things?
Yes, please.
This is ridiculous.
This was hard to find.
I pay $6 a month for WOW Premiere Plus, which is RuPaul's streaming service.
Yes.
It should be on there. I'm sorry. This is BS. Then you have the other seasons now have moved over to Paramount Plus.
It's all
so
in different
season
places.
Season 1 through 12 is on Paramount Plus, and season 13, I have no idea where it is, the last season. This is ridiculous.
Unless you pay for it.
You pay for it. Okay. So then that'll maybe eventually move to where? Paramount Plus?
Yeah.
Eventually?
Either that or WOW. Yeah, the app.
It's not going to be on WOW because now Drag Race, all the drag races for the U.S. are not on WOW.
Oh, no.
You can't find it. You put in just drag, RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
Just, nope, it's the Holland one, the Italian one. Like, why do I even have this now? I watch the UK one when it comes out, but...
But otherwise,
God,
yeah.
I mean, that just makes me infuriated that I pay for this service every month, even though it is $6. It should be on RuPaul's streaming network.
It is. Wow. Yes.
So what I had to do was watch it on VH1.com.
Yeah.
They showed me the first episode for free, but I don't have cable.
Yeah.
So
that's
am
how I
not
had to watch
gonna,
it.
You have cable.
I have
still,
cable, right.
And so, it's on demand for you.
Yeah.
But I don't have any place to stream it. I have to buy the episodes.
I guess.
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to do this.
You want me to record it on my VCR for you?
Yeah.
I'll send it over.
Oh, my God. Just give me a VHS tape every week.
Yeah.
But so this has to be like... This has to be a deal that RuPaul has with VH1.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
yes.
Like VH1 is like, you have to only air it your season and our streaming for.
And here's, you know, a boatload of money for that. That's,
sure.
That's probably what.
And they're
the deal
exclusive
was.
With it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so boy. RuPaul is happy, but do enough people purchase this and fall into this trap to justify it? Because I would think most people
like
would
it.
Be like you, Dawn, and say, no.
Well, they roped us into buying this service, and yep. It used to be on there. That's how you watched it. And then you could watch it on Paramount Plus last year.
Yes, yeah.
That's how I was watching it, because I also have a subscription to that.
Yes,
it used to be CBS All Access, and now it includes more, all of Paramount stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So...
But we eventually got there.
Yeah, and...
Go ahead.
No, I want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, I found it to be very boring.
Okay.
These first seven, I hope that the other ones are just much better. I just feel like it's just like ho-hum. Their talents, that's the first challenge here. Show us who you are through your talent. The only one, well, there's two that I like.
Okay.
Because I always have some favorites. Hopefully, there's one that, and it is... Looks like it's also RuPaul's favorite, is Willow Pill.
Willow Pill, yeah.
Who I really think is fun. The Chicago queen. Also, she is friends with Evie Oddly, who, you know, I love Evie Oddly.
Yeah.
And so she has that weird kind of beautiful, weird kind of look, too, which I always like, too. And I like Cornbread as well.
I mean...
Cornbread has a necklace with a chicken wing on it, or chicken drumstick.
Yeah.
And as... She's performing, starts biting the necklace.
I love Cornbread.
Yeah.
I don't even know who the other ones are, and I want Cornbread to win.
Yeah.
Cornbread
LA
got to
Queen.
Perform her live song in front of Lizzo, because Lizzo was one of the judges.
Yes!
Penny. And so this queen sings and got to perform her hilarious, really good song.
Yes!
And dance to it, and... Oh my
How nervous
gosh.
Would you be?
Oh.
Lizzo was like, you are a superstar. I cannot even
tell
you.
But that is nerve-wracking.
But yeah, she was like so excited, and she's like, I worship you. Like I could see her having Cornbread write songs for her.
Yeah.
They have the same body type. They're, you know, I mean, she was kind of wearing the same outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Very funny.
Yeah, Cornbread is really good. Yes, and Lizzo, now that was just a one-time, one episode thing, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
she's the weekly guest judge, but
she was so good. I kind of wish that she was more of a permanent.
Yeah,
judge.
Me too. Yeah, because some of those are kind of. I do like I like Ross Matthews. I love Michelle Visage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ross recently engaged too, so
I know.
Fun to see that and.
Right, and then you've got, I love Carson Kressley, too.
Oh, yes.
I mean, those are my favorites. And then, of course, on the UK, Graham Norton and oh, God, what's his name with the big gap in his teeth? Yeah, anyway.
That guy, yeah.
So, who do you see, so what did you think about them separating these into two parts?
I think they have to do it this way. I think a lot of it's COVID stuff.
Oh, I see.
That's what I at least interpreted. That and then also, I mean, they say, oh, we wanted to have more time with the queens and also to stretch out the episodes because,
right,
you know, that's what they're doing, which makes sense. But remember, what was the season that felt like it lasted 25 years?
This last one.
Was it the last one or the one before?
Rose.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that one just
went on forever and ever. They even made jokes about it.
Yep, it did.
Right.
And this
because
one,
they had to
like
leave and come back, remember?
Yes, so. Because of COVID.
All right, so as far as the, you know, this, spoiler alert.
Yes.
Well, I don't want to say who won, but they basically sent somebody home, even just with half the cast there.
Yep, bye!
And the thing that bothers me about that is that the person that went home, I felt like was pretty, now, the choice of her routine and her, you know, it was like a pageant. It was like, what's your talent? It wasn't really that great. Mm-mm. But what if there are people that suck more than she does?
Yeah,
in the other group?
Too.
Is it really fair to send someone home in half groups? Like, there's people that suck worse, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure. But hopefully that person's going home. But I could not stand that person.
Orion's story from Grand story. Rapids, Michigan, the first Michigan queen.
I know that you felt for her that way. But I just, no. Good looks, but I, no.
But I thought that Alyssa Hunter, the Puerto Rican, I thought that her performance wasn't great. Mm-mm. And I thought that she should have been up for elimination before
Orion's story or the other one?
No, June Jambalaya.
June
Jambalaya should not have been up for elimination. It should have been Alyssa Hunter.
Yeah, that's a good point. And she was worried about it. She could have been. She was right there with them.
Yeah, I don't like three. That African dance she did was amazing. Now their only criticism was that her headband kept falling down over her eyes.
Yeah,
but like just take it off or something. But do you really just say this is not acceptable and that wasn't? I don't know. I felt it was really good.
And I thought so too. The problem is she went first.
Yeah,
and that's always unless you really come out with a bang, but I think that they were just kind of sitting there like, okay, there should be a lot more here.
Yeah.
At least to start it off.
I guess.
But Alyssa Hunter, you're right. I actually think it's more beautiful as a guy right now.
That's true.
Some of the makeup.
True.
Oh, we're talking RuPaul's Drag Race, the first episode. We're meeting all the queens now, and
You can see all the queens if you go to RuPaul's website and see the rest of them in their introductions, and they have like 3-minute videos. So we already know you can look on there and see some of the ones that are.
And hopefully the next 7 are good, and there's some special ones that we can't
so
wait
I wasn't
to see
bored.
More of.
I wasn't bored like you were.
Oh, you weren't? Oh,
no,
okay.
No.
Okay, good.
Oh my gosh, there's another one from Springfield, Missouri.
Is that for the next
Day of Betty?
Oh, that's coming up.
Oh my gosh.
Nice.
Crazy. Okay.
Okay.
I'm in.
Cool. All right. Well, when we come back, we have good news for Grey's Anatomy fans and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. The trailer came out for Bel-Air.
I was a little shocked about this,
me
right?
Too. Well, let's. That's next.
Have either of you ever heard of a bachelor's completion program? I just learned St. Mary's University of Minnesota has this program.
Yes, isn't that a program where you can complete your bachelor's degree? You know, if you always meant to finish your degree, and then, of course, life happened.
I did hear that. St. Mary's knows that by completing your bachelor's degree, you're closer to reaching your career goals. They have a program designed to complete your degree in just 1 year. Flexible schedules that work for you.
Right, Dawn. St. Mary's knows that balancing your current job, family, and then trying to add in school can be an overwhelming thought. So they have class schedules created to allow you to finish your degree without sacrificing your peace of mind.
I love that. I've heard great things about St. Mary's. Their faculty and staff really become your allies on your educational journey. They are supportive and will help you succeed. How can someone learn more?
Just go to smumn.edu or my talk keyword St. Mary's.
Many nights my tears fell harder than rain.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Bel-Air, new trailer for a show on Peacock coming soon. Very different tone. We'll talk about that next. But first, Kenny, you have some more traffic?
Well, yeah, I can't believe I missed this one.
What's up?
Somebody ran it way off the road on eastbound Highway 10 prior to Foley. They are way, way, way down in the ditch. Traffic seems to be getting by okay. There's a few people parked on the right shoulder, but don't be surprised if you see a few brake lights firing off as you approach Foley.
Okay.
That's all. Yeah.
Beware. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. My Talk 107.1. Alexis, Dawn, and Kenny with you. Jason's still on vacation. And Dawn. Okay, so we watched the Bel-Air trailer. Feels like a different show.
I feel weird about this. It's like the essence of the show.
Yes.
Is completely different.
Yeah, it's not the comedy that we all remember. It's a drama.
It is weird. I'm like, is it this even the same show?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's I guess it's just the basic concept of a kid from West Philadelphia living with his family in Bel Air. Here's how Peacock described the show. Set in modern-day America, it's a one-hour drama. It reimagines the beloved sitcom, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and it takes his journey from the streets of West Philadelphia to the gated mansions of Bel-Air, where the two worlds collide, and he reckons with the power of second chances while navigating the conflicts, emotions, and biases of a world far different from the ones he's ever known.
Sounds tedious.
It's heavy.
Sounds very self-indulgent.
Let's listen to some of this.
This time we're trying to make you forget who you are and where you came from. Don't let her do that.
Damn!
Jeffrey Thompson, house manager.
Will!
Oh, Viv!
10 years is a long time.
Let me show you around.
Where them dimes at?
Hillary!
Well, let's go find you something fit for a prince.
What do you think?
I made you look.
Yo, Uncle Phil.
I'm glad you're safe. We'll talk later.
Uncle's so scary.
Yo, yeah. Is this really baby Ashley?
You're a long way from home, Mom.
Oh, Tim.
How you been?
You know, thriving. I hope one day we can talk about why you're really here.
Why you're really here. Uncle Phil, he looks so scary now.
He looks super scary. His friend looks scary.
He's not that joyful, jolly uncle. And Jeffrey, too, is like, I'm the house manager. And you're like, oh.
I know.
Are they going to do the Carlton dance? I mean, come on. Carlton doesn't look like he even does any dancing.
Do we need this?
Well, when I first heard about it, I thought we do.
Yeah.
I am curious to see how they flesh it out, because it does seem like a very, different show. But I'm curious to see with Peacock. It doesn't seem like a Peacock show either.
No.
That's the other thing.
It's you always have to look at, like, what are the other networks doing? What are they trying to compete with?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This will premiere Super Bowl Sunday, February 13th.
People will watch it.
Yeah.
I will. We just, yeah.
Absolutely. I just, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, one of my favorite shows of all time. Will Smith was one of my crushes.
Yeah.
But
he was in my locker, but it's a different show.
It's a comedy.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Why would you take a comedy and turn it into something serious and dour?
Yeah. Well, this is all, it's actually pretty cool how it happened. Morgan Cooper made a, he took the themes, of course, and made this his own movie back in 2019. And then they've picked it up, and I guess there was a bidding war between HBO Max and Netflix. Now it's finally there. A lot of different people have signed up who, like showrunners, there's two of them actually, who have both been in great shows, or was showrunners for them, but yeah, I mean, it's definitely gonna be different. You're probably not gonna check it out at all then, huh, Kenny?
Me?
Yeah.
I'd never even seen an episode of the first one.
Oh, you haven't?
No, of course not. But I'm sitting here thinking, what other comedy fun shows could we turn into something depressing and awful? And I started with Gilligan's Island. You know, where it'd be a Donner Party thing where they run out of coconuts and fish and they have to eat each other.
No.
I mean, you know, this is an awful concept, if you ask me.
And
calling it the same thing. If you've got an idea for a show, why are you taking a classic like that?
I think it's because there are so many options. If you think about it, there's so many shows that come out all the time. It's like people making music and putting it on YouTube. Everyone's making shows. There's all of these networks that are making original series and streaming services that they have to stand out.
Yeah.
So it's the best bet is to bait and
switch.
That's the new remixed Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and it'll get attention, because there's so many shows where I look and it's like, this show just got the green light for its fifth season, and I go, what is it? I've never heard of that in my life.
Yes. Well, yeah, I feel, yeah, you're exactly
it's so
right.
So fragmented.
They're hoping they're people like me who loved Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, were curious to see how they're going to take the story. They're going to remix. It's the nostalgia of it all.
Yeah.
We know the characters. Definitely, they seem to be different. But I'm checking this out. I'm going to do my full three-taste try just to see.
Yeah,
no,
that's
why
true.
Would you? No, this is bait and shift. a switch, excuse me. And it's shifty and slimy. And these people are a bunch of weasels. Please, get a new idea.
Oh, my God.
I'm sick of these people with their lame old...
It's like they're so desperate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, ouch.
Come up with Mayor of Easttown. Sorry.
Yeah.
Red Oaks. I've been watching Red Oaks on Amazon Prime.
What's that about? Have you ever watched any show that doesn't have the word oak in it?
That was hurtful.
There's Oak
but
Island.
You're right. Now that I think about it, Oak Island, Red Oak. It's about a country club in New Jersey, and it's a lot of fun. And I just started season three this morning, the third of three seasons, and I'm really enjoying it. Creative writing. It's interesting. It's different. It's a new subject. It's not copying anything. And it's fun. Paul Reiser is in it. Paul Reiser plays
God, I love that guy.
He's really good, and it turns out he's a really good actor, good enough to make me really hate the character he plays.
Oh, sweet.
And another actress actor on this series, Jennifer Grey.
From Dirty Dancing.
And I watched almost a season and a half, the first season and a half, before I realized it was Jennifer Grey.
Because she got a nose job.
And then I couldn't pick her out. I had to go to the Wikipedia and find out which character she was playing. Phenomenal actor.
Oh, great. Oh, that's good. I'm glad she's getting a chance because she got a nose job. And everybody was like, you're not the same person. And she kind of got thrown out of Hollywood for looking different than what she was, which is sad because
nose was fantastic.
It was great. And she regretted it.
The nose was awesome.
It completely changed her whole look. She just kind of ended up looking like anybody on the street.
Right. Right. She now looks very generic. But she can act. Boy, she can act her ass off. She's really good.
And she might have been doing stuff in between. We just, that was kind of the thing that, doesn't get work now.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who you are.
I was looking for something to watch after trying that Tender Bar thing. I got halfway through that, and that was like, oh, God, I can't take one more second of this. Even though Affleck is really good.
What is it? Is it depressing? Or what's
I beef? Just... my beef with it was I have a hard time caring about kids and kid issues.
And it's all based on a kid.
Yeah, and it is. And the book is highly recommended. Book, the kid that's featured in the movie is an actual real person, and he wrote the book. And the book, from what I hear, is really good. And Ben is really good in this, but it wasn't enough to keep my interest. So I bailed out of that, and I was just looking for something that wouldn't upset me or be, not a lot of pressure and angst.
Yeah, kind of funny.
Yeah, and drama. I found it with Red Oaks, and I really enjoy it. It does feature a lot of stories about these post-teenagers, kids in their 20s, but there's enough adult drama in there to keep me interested.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, it's based in the 80s.
Yeah, 1986 is when the first season started. Yeah, yeah.
New York, New Jersey area. Okay.
Yep. Oh, hey, that's your stomping ground.
Yeah,
Alexis?
It is.
And Donna Valentine, we'll have to tell her about it.
Yeah, and it's basically country club life, the whole country club lifestyle, which I've always found off-putting and still do, but it's
just
fun.
Just confirmed it.
Yeah, but it's still fun and enjoyable, and I like them spoofing the country club lifestyle.
Nice. Cool. Okay, Red Oaks on Prime.
Yeah.
We'll check it out. When we come back, we got to talk to Liz, our friend from Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly.
Endless, look how you made me.
Happy Tuesday. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. I'm Alexis, Don, and Kenny. Jason is on vacation. We love Tuesdays because we check in with our friend Liz, who we met through Little Brothers Friends of the Elderly.
Liz, I think we need to talk.
Delightful lady.
She's a sweetie.
I'm going to have a word with Liz here.
It's time for Tuesday with Liz.
Every Tuesday morning like clockwork.
Hello, Liz.
Well, hello, Liz.
Well, hello, Liz. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. How about you?
Well, we're good. Yeah. You know, just trudging through the week. And
yeah.
And it looks like the temperature's going to go up. So
that
we've
God.
Gotten past a lot of negatives. Yes.
Yeah. Getting warmer is very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Liz, I went to the Science Museum. I took my son, and it was really fun. They have a whole exhibit. Well, they have dinosaurs and sportsology, but one of the things was the Native Americans here in Minnesota, and a lot of their beautiful artwork they did, the beadwork and pottery as well. And, of course, I thought about you because when Don and I went to visit you before Christmas, you were telling us about some pottery, special pottery that your aunt got from natives, but not here in Minnesota, right?
Right. It was pottery that my grandmother got. That was who we're talking about. She went on a grand tour to Arizona in 1895, and she picked up a bunch of pottery there.
Oh, wow.
And when she died, I decided I wanted it, so I had the collection for years and years and years.
Oh, wow.
So this was it ended up being really special pottery.
Yes.
Okay, tell us about that.
I didn't know who it was from. And so one of our social workers here in this building, got in contact with a professor at the University of Minnesota, and they figured out who it was from, and it's from the Maricopa Indians in Arizona.
And then tell everybody what happened next, because that professor was pretty excited about what you had.
Okay. Well, what happened was we contacted the Maricopa Indians and asked them if they would like to have their pottery back.
Oh, great.
So I mean, this cool. is
and
from
so
1895.
We decided that's what we were going to do. So Fran and I and my best friend Fran, we took a plane to Arizona, and that professor had somebody pack up all of that pottery and send it to the Maricopa Indians, and we went down to visit them, and they had a huge ceremony when everybody brought new pottery, and so we saw it being dedicated for their museum.
Oh.
And they told us that some of the designs on that pottery didn't even know they had anymore, and
oh.
so they had an artist there making copies of these designs.
Oh,
that is amazing.
Wow.
And what a great gift that you decided not to, you know, keep it for yourself. And you said this needs to go back to the tribe.
Uh-huh. Well, we felt, you know, that was part of their heritage.
Yes.
And we could have sold, I could have sold it.
Oh,
you know,
right.
For thousands of dollars.
Right.
But I preferred to give it back to them. And they were such an interesting group of people. I tell you, I talked with some of them, and they said that their background goes way back to the Mayan Indians in Mexico.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's just
great.
A small band there in Arizona. They weren't a super huge tribe. So
no,
that
they
is
weren't.
Really cool.
And Franny got to go on a trip with you. That's
yeah.
pretty fun. She's like, I'm reaping the benefits.
And you know what's so funny about it all is they paid for everything for us, you know, our hotel and everything else.
Did they really?
And when we got there, we were tired, you know, after the trip. And so we had a relaxing afternoon and took a nap. And I said, oh, that's the best mattress I've ever slept on. And so when we got back to Minnesota, that was when we were telling the social worker, we never had such a good mattress to sleep on. She never let us live it down yet.
She's like, that's what you cared about was the mattress?
That was what we cared about, the bed, our mattress.
Oh, my gosh.
I've had hotels
good
like that. I've been tempted to steal the mattress.
Yeah.
You've heard of stealing towels. I wanted
wonderful.
To truck the whole mattress out of there.
Yeah.
Maricopa is actually a Spanish name, Liz.
Yeah,
so,
that's what
yeah.
they were telling us. Yeah.
Yeah. And that is so the pottery was red, right?
Yeah, it was red with black designs on it.
Oh,
wow.
Beautiful.
That is so cool.
Beautiful stuff. I had bowls and I had tall, slender vases, you know, and it's just a gorgeous set of pottery, and we took some pictures of it before we sent it down there.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm sure when they sold it in 1895, it was with good intentions because they needed the money, and a lot of that happened all across the United States where tribes that were very, very poor before and after the turn of the century had to sell a lot of their stuff.
Well, and that was very true, and when we sent it down to them, they were so excited because, you know, they started making pottery for the trade.
Yeah.
But when they got it, they realized that this was the real stuff that went way, way back.
Right.
Wow.
And it wasn't trade pottery. It was their old pottery.
For their own uses, yeah.
Thrilled.
Yeah. What? Well, that's amazing. As the story started, I was thinking, oh, I got to tell Liz, she's got to give that stuff back.
Yeah,
and then that's what you did. That is so awesome, Liz. I'm so happy for that. Such a great thing to do.
Well, I really thought it was wonderful, and they were so good to us. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
They had dancers during their celebration. They had a lot of dancers there.
That's what I was.
And some of them
about.
Were from Minnesota, and they did the jingle dance. Do you remember the jingle dance?
Yes.
And so they were doing that
with all the little
and
bells
I
on their dresses.
Home, I got an authentic costume. You know, which the Maricopa women wear with a necklace and a shirt top and a skirt with all the different colors in it.
Okay, Liz, we need to see that when we come see you again.
Okay, yeah.
We expect you to be in that costume on Valentine's Day when we come and visit you, okay?
Wow, what a great story.
I was curious about that ceremony. So there was dancing and
there
music.
There was dancing and they had a celebration. And they had food, all kinds of food you could possibly want to eat. So I was eating fried bread and all the rest of the stuff.
Oh, my gosh. And they did this all for you because they were so thrilled that you decided to.
No, this is their annual ceremony that they have every year.
Okay.
Where what they do is they dedicate any new things that they receive to their museum because they're trying to get a whole history of that tribe.
Yeah.
With all the different things that tribe represents.
Yeah,
and one of the interesting things that came up was we got to talking about one of the bowls, which was used by what I cannot remember what they call them, but the man, I can't remember.
The elder or chief?
No, not the elder or chief. Anyway, they said they didn't want to use that bowl because it was disrespectful. And
sure.
I thought, well, why is that? And they said, well, we are now Mormons and we don't believe in superstition anymore.
Oh, really? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to continue this conversation next week because we've run out of time. But
thank you so much, Liz.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh. Have a great day.
Yes.
Well, you too.
All right.
Okay.
We love you and we'll talk next week.
All righty. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back.